Hello, this is Larry.
Hi, Larry. This is Chelsea.
Hey, Chelsea. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I am doing great. Dan mentioned that he wanted me to talk to you. Say you're looking to buy a rental property?
Yeah, something to fix up maybe with a couple of different exit strategies, but
okay.
Preferably to rent out.
Well, I'm a firm believer that prescription without diagnosis is malpractice. So tell me a little bit about what you're looking to do. Are you just getting started in real estate, or have you been investing for a while, or what?
No, I'm just getting started. So I guess, you know, I grew up watching my dad. He flips houses, and yeah, I'm kind of interested more in, you know, getting something, rehabbing it, refinancing, and then renting it out for
okay.
You know, longer term cash flow. But being able to get my cash back out to do it again.
Sure.
That'd be something I'd be interested in, so.
Good. So if that's the case, the way you want to get your cash out is what you have to do is you have to find a fixer-upper, right? You have to
right.
find something you can that you can buy that needs work. Then you're going to have to have a way to fund it, right? About how much cash do you have to work with right now?
I have about 20 that I want to work with, and I've got a private investor too. I have more cash, but you know, I don't know if I want to send stocks. I don't know if I really want to liquidize everything. So.
Okay. Yeah. What's your basically to be able to buy? You're talking about the Burr method. You've probably heard that term before, right?
Yep.
Yep. So buy, you know, rehab, rent, refinance, and repeat, right?
Yep.
So it's going to require a little bit more work than buying a property that's already loaded with a tenant, right? Now, we have both. We have properties that are loaded with tenants, but we also have properties that that need fixing up, and you can buy it, fix it up, and then rent it out, and then refinance it, pull your cash out, and move on and do the next one, right? Or you could buy
okay.
and flip. Now,
yep.
Having $20,000 to work with of your own money, you also mentioned that you have a private investor, and they're ready and on board. So if you find a deal you're ready to go with, they're ready to write a check, right?
Right, yep. I've got, yeah, them and my dad, too, would be interested in going in on something with me, so.
That's awesome. That is really good. That's really good. So what areas have you been thinking about looking in? I think Dan said you live in Lincolnton and you work in Charlotte. Is that correct?
Yeah. So especially for my first couple, I'd like to stay within, you know, easy commuting distance, like on the west side of Charlotte, preferably.
Right. Well, I've got stuff in right now I have properties in Cleveland County. And Catawba County is a little further north from you, which is not really in between. But Cleveland County is not too far off. It's a little further west, I think, than you are. But
okay.
Here's what I found, Chelsea. The closer you get to Charlotte, the more competition there is and the more difficult it is to find a deal.
Right.
So if you're willing to go out a little bit outside of Charlotte, you can still get the same cash flow, but you can get better deals. You can get more deals and you can get better deals than in Charlotte, because in Charlotte, you know, there's way, way too much competition. In fact, we spend about $10,000 a month on marketing, doing direct mail, and then negotiating deals at deep, deep discounts, and then passing them along to people like you. But, you know, we've stopped marketing in Charlotte just because if we would send out a postcard, you know, we'd send out a postcard and somebody would have, you know, 10 other postcards on their table, right?
Right.
But if we're marketing in Cleveland County and Lincoln County and Catawba County and Rutherford County, you know, we do market in Gaston County, but it's rare we get a deal in Gaston just because it's so close to Charlotte.
Right. Yeah.
So, would you be interested in anything in, Catawba or Cleveland counties?
Yeah. I just don't want to, you know, have to drive across Charlotte to get to it, especially for my first few, you know,
good. Good, good. I get that. I get that. Yeah, I'm not sure how far Shelby is from you. Probably 30 or 40.
Shelby's not. Yeah, Shelby's not too bad.
Yeah, okay.
I saw you guys have quite a few in Shelby, so.
I do. It seems like that's a really good little market over there. I really like it. We're in Shelby quite a bit, and we do have quite a few things in Shelby. What I'll do is I'll have Daniel send you out some stuff that would be ideal for you to buy, fix up. Now, do you have your own crews, or you can use some of your dad's or somebody else's crews?
No, I don't have any yet, so that's part of it. I need to find people.
Okay, okay. Well, I'll tell you what, I'll get Dan to send you some stuff we have over in Cleveland County because we have several properties available. Now, I'm assuming right now you prefer properties that are vacant and you can buy and fix up and put your own tenant in it as opposed to something that already has a tenant. Is that correct?
It would be my preference, but, you know, if it's a good tenant and it's cash flowing well, you know, I wouldn't mind waiting for that tenant to move out before I rehab it.
Okay. Well, now we actually have both, but I don't want to overwhelm you with a lot of properties. I want to get you what
right.
you need to start out with, right?
Okay.
I guess we can focus
on vacant ones.
I do have a property right now. I have two properties that I'm thinking of. One is a small brick ranch house. It's in Kingstown, which is close to Shelby, right next to Shelby. And,
is that the one you have listed for $120 on your website, I believe?
No. That one's in Canal.
Oh, okay.
That one's in Canal.
Oh, okay.
This one is, I think, $29,000, but we can drop that price down. I renegotiated it, and so we can get you a better deal on it. I think we're paying $11 for it. And so I think we're probably going to sell it for around 25. We had it at 29.
Okay.
But I think we're dropping the price down to 25 because I renegotiated a discount. When I'm able to do that, I like to pass those savings along to my buyers as well.
Right. Okay. Yeah. I mean, that sounds like something I'd be interested in.
Good. 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 Awesome. Okay. So I'll have that one's on Petty. Petty in Kingstown, and then we've got another one on Carver Street in Shelby. It's a three-bedroom brick ranch house as well with a basement, right? And we're selling it for $39.9.
Okay.
So both of these houses have tenants in them, but they're not non-paying tenants. You would just have to evict them. That's all.
Okay.
Yeah, which is kind of standard. You know, that happens. It's not but yeah, both of those I think would be really good BRRRR type properties, buy, rehab, rent, refinance, and then pull your money out and do it again.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I guess are those on your website?
Yeah, they are, but I'm going to have Dan send you some info and follow up with you. And
perfect.
Because based on what you're telling me, I think these would be, you know, either one of these would be a really good first deal for you.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Awesome. You're very welcome. And if you need anything, please let me know. My name is Larry Goins, but Dan will take really good care of you.
Okay, great. Thanks, Larry.
Awesome. Thanks a lot. I hope you have a great day. Hold on 1 second. Hey, Dan. Do you have all of her contact info?
Yes, I do. Chelsea, I don't know if I have your email address. I know we emailed. Was it direct or was it through Craigslist on one of the properties we have?
No, it's direct.
Okay, good. Then I've got everything, yeah.
All right, cool. All right, Chelsea, Dan will take really good care of you, and I really look forward to working with you. You know, we got a lot of investors that they'll buy their first deal from us, and then they keep coming back for deal after deal after deal because they see that, you know, we have really good deals because we spend the money on marketing to make the phone ring and negotiate these properties and pass them along to people like you.
Right, that's what I'm hoping for because I have a job, so I don't have time to do that. So.
I heard that. We do work with a lot of people that still have a full-time job, but they just need a source for deals, right?
Right.
That's awesome. All right, well, I really look forward to it. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it, and Dan will be getting in touch with you.
All right, thanks.
All right, thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.